This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens more bodies were recovered Friday, the morning after a ferry overturned in Tanzania's port of Lake Victoria. Anna Bevan reports.
Government officials fear the final death toll could reach as high as 200. Initial estimates show there were more than 300 people on board. The ferry sank just meters from the dock on Lake Victoria's biggest island.
That's Anna Bevan reporting for Reuters. It now appears that Christine Blasey Ford may testify next week. After all, she has accused U.S. High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were teenagers. China has called on the United States to withdraw sanctions it imposed on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weapons or bear the consequences. Russia also reacted Friday with the deputy foreign warning that the U.S. is playing with fire. The U.S. imposed sanctions Thursday on a Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions on Russia. The State Department said it would immediately penalize a unit of the Chinese military that oversees the country's defense technology for executing transactions. An international human rights watchdog group is now accusing Nicolas Maduro's government administration of committing some of the worst human rights violations in Venezuela's history. The report highlighted the violence perpetrated by security officials during anti-crime operations in poor neighborhoods. Amnesty International's report unveiled Thursday featured a video presentation that included several Venezuelans talking about how their loved ones were killed and what Amnesty International has termed extrajudicial executions. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has signed a new national cyber strategy bill calling for a more aggressive response to the growing online threat posed by other countries, terrorist groups, and criminal organizations. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
We're going to do a lot of things offensively, and I think our adversaries need to know that. Some of the things we may well be in a position to talk about publicly, others we may well not be in a position to. So I wouldn't want to prejudice that. I just think it's important for people to understand that we're not just on defense, as we have been primarily on defense for a period of time.
The strategy, which takes effect immediately, is being billed by the Trump administration as the first fully articulated cyber strategy in 15 years, providing direction to various departments and agencies on how to best protect their data as well as their private data of millions of Americans. The World Health Organization reports substantial progress is being made in containing the spread of the Ebola virus in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
WHO officials say they are pleased with the progress being made in limiting the spread of the Ebola virus, but that the outbreak of this fatal disease in Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces remains active, and vigilance must be maintained. WHO reports the situation in Mangina, the initial epicenter of the epidemic in North Kivu, is stabilizing. WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib tells VOA there are no security problems there, so health workers are able to safely access the area and treat those affected by the disease.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. A U.S. federal court has indicted the son of the former president of Guinea and his wife for allegedly enslaving a young Guinean girl in their luxurious Dallas, Texas home for 16 years. Mohamed Touré and Denise Cross Touré were charged with forced labor and harboring an alien for financial gain. Their attorney said the government's case is riddled with salacious allegations, fabrications, and lies. But U.S. attorneys say that they brought the unidentified girl to the United States from a village in Guinea in 2000. They say she was at least 5 years old, but could have been as old as 13. Israel has provided Moscow with proof that it was not responsible for the downing of a Russian plane in Syria. 15 Russian crew were killed when the IL-20 surveillance plane crashed near in northern Syria on Monday. Russia has said that Syria shot the plane down shortly after Israeli jets hit a target in the area. An Israeli delegation has said that it traveled to Moscow to disprove that. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.